Shavua Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot brought you from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh is daf Samach Beit. And we got up to, we just finished Berov Am Hadras Melech. Wonderful way to finish on Erev Shabbos. And now we go to the next piece of the Mishnah. The Shnei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, and we're going to learn exactly how it is that we do the different types of tenufa. The Tanur Rabba, they need Fakohen Otam. So they, what did this pasuk is referring to the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, to wave the Kivsei Atzeret al Lechem HaBikurim, which sounds like you're supposed to put them on top of the lechem abikuri, so yocho yaniach kvasim agabe halechem. This seems to say put the kvasim on top of the bread. But then we have another pasuk. The other pasuk says dafka the other way around. Al shnei kvasim. Make up your mind. So this seems to be saying al shnei kvasim. That means yocho lechem agabe kvasim. No, Talmud Omar al lechem abikuri. So which way does it go? Ishtakela katuf. Basically, it's shaku. We have equal reason to follow either one of these approaches, either to put the lechem on top or to put the kvasim on top. In which case, I'm stuck. Any idea? Im lechem agabi kvasim, im akvasim agabi lechem. So therefore, let's go to the default. Just like in other places where we have lechem together with the animals, what happens? The lechem always goes on top. Afkan, lechem lamala. What other places? What are you referring to? Omer of Papa, I'm referring to the miluim, like we saw before. Umisala matzot asher lifnei Hashem, lakach chalat matzah achat, v'chalat lechem shemen achat, v'rakik achat. Those were the three that were available in the miluim, vayosem al hachalavim ve'al shokayamim. So you see that the lechem goes on top, and therefore, if the pasuk doesn't tell us otherwise, we'll follow the standard formula. Reb Yosi ben Meshulim, right now? No, actually, the kvasim do go on top. So then why does it say that the lechem goes al shnei hakvasim? It's not stressing al hakvasim. It's stressing al shnei akvasim, that you bring this together with the two, as opposed to the seven. Because remember, there were seven olot that were kvasim, that were also brought. So therefore, we want to make sure that you don't get confused. The only one that you have to bring is the shalmei, the zivchei shalmei tzibor, which are the shnei kvasim, as opposed to the shiva kvasim, which were olot. Chanina ben Chachinoi Omer, actually, both psukim are right. Miniach shtei alechem, bein yachoteim shel kvasim. What you do is, you have the kvasim on top and the kvasim on the bottom. How do you do that? You put the two lechems between the two thighs. That way you have one thigh on top, one thigh on the bottom, either by putting it on its side or putting it through. Others learn by bending the leg, and therefore if you bend the leg, so then the top part of the leg comes out on top and the bottom part comes out on the bottom. And then you do the netanufa together, in which case you nimtza mekayim shnei mikraot halalu, you just were mekayim both of them. You have lechem on the kvasim and you have kvasim on the lechem. Oh my Rebbe, that is disgusting. If they melech basar v'dam enos, can you imagine putting bread between the legs of a live animal? Come off it, man. You wouldn't do that in front of a human king. You would do something like that? No, the pasuk is very simple. It's no problem. You put the lechem down and the kvasim down next to each other, and you do the tilfa. But Rebbe, doesn't it say in the pasuk, al? I mean, one has got to be on top. I mean, one or the other. Omar le Rav Chisda, Rav Amnuna. Actually, or some say Rav Amnuna said to Rav Chisda, which is the same as mixing up the kvasim al alechem and alechem al kvasim. But Lamaisa, this is Rebbe Mishitase. Rebbe always holds that al does not mean on top. Al means besamuch. Detanya, vinatata al hamarechet. We have discussion before. When it says to put the levona zakah on top of the marechet of the shulchan. So what does that mean? So the portion of meaning is, as according to the Tanakhama, you put it on top, that the lechem itself supports the mezichei levona, one on each side of the shulchan, on top of each one of the ma'arachot, of which there were two, of six lechems, shnei asonim apiece. Says Rebbe, no, you put it on the shulchan. And when it says, al, it just means next to the ma'arachot. Ata omer al besamuch, how do you know? Maybe al means literally al. I'll show you, can't mean literally al. Let's say, it says, v'sakota al ha'aron et ha'parochet. Sounds familiar? We just learned it today. It should sound familiar. So you should put the on the Aron, al Aron, you should put over the parochet over the Aron. Obviously, the parochet was not put over the Aron. The parochet was put in front of the Aron. Some distance between them. Ave Omer, al doesn't mean literally al. It means besamuch. So here too, it also means al besamuch. Okay, now, the Mishnah continues on to talk about the way that you do the tenufa is your melech, umevi, and it doesn't say details. So the tenufa you do by going out and in, which lamaisa means to all four directions, and you also go up and down. Omer Priya Barava, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, this means you go to the four directions, molech umevi, to each one of the four directions, which, as we're going to see, this is what we do with the lulav and esrog. This is exactly the same idea of this tenufa. So you go outward and then towards yourself in each of the four directions. That is a simen lemisha ruchot shelo, to show that the olam umloyai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then your ma'ala umorid, you want to show also the chibur of Shemayim v'aretz, the skulei l'Kadosh Baruch. In Eretz Yisrael, they said the point is like this: Amar of Chama Baruch v'Amar of Yisrael v'Yichanina. You molech umevi kidei latzor ruchot ra'ot. So you go to all the four directions because that way you prevent anything that comes with blowing in the wind. As we say, all kinds of things are blowing in the wind. Some things are good blowing in the wind, but some things are bad blowing in the wind. So you want to make sure that you go in all directions to prevent, you make like a force field. Anything that is ra from any direction should not be able to penetrate your force field. And ma'ale umorid kidei latzor t'lalim ra'im. You don't want anything coming down from the shamayim. It should be air pollution, or worse, and that prevents anything from reaching down. Omer Rabbi Yosef, this is amazing, because Lamaisa, I mean, this whole business is not really necessary, right? I mean, the din of tenufa is not ma'akev, it's just shiori mitzvah. And like we've seen, that im lo heinif, so, okay, the pasuk is ki'ilu lo kiper, but Lamaisa kiper, so that it's basically what's known as shiori mitzvah. You see from here that even shiarei mitzvah ma'akvinat ha'paranut, things that aren't the ikar mitzvah, and they're just the way that we do it, to the hashlama of the mitzvah, even that prevents bad things from happening. The tenufa is just shiarei mitzvah, it is not ma'akev. And nonetheless, it's otzeret ruchot ra'ot utlalim ra'im, just on that. Omar Rabba, we do exactly the same thing with the lulav. We go back and forth, and we go up and down. So basically, okay, we have the same achlokas that we have had in Sukkah. We also have the legabi the tenufa, whether in is one direction and out is another direction, in and out, each one is one. We have that same achlokas, and basically we assume, I mean, it's really not nugea, except legabi the lulav. We don't paskin Hilchas of Mashiach, but that's the way, that's our minhag, is to go each time and question whether at the same time that you're also moving it back and forth, are you also minah neyaed at the same time? And we learn from here Everybody brings different rayas from the sugyas in Sukkah and from here. And as a matter of fact, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he used to give it an extra jolt by using it like a sword, you know, and taking the lulav and bringing it in and out, and he would essentially aim it like a rifle, you know, and he would say, Gira b'enei desitna, this is arrows in your eyes, Mr. Sutton, but this is not a good idea at all. V'lav miltahi is certainly, you do not want to start up with the Sutton. Mishum da'asi lis geruye be, you might just get him to show you a thing or two.
Rebbe, it does show that Sukkah is a time that it's capable of that, where we talk about Bittul Hara.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You just don't want to take a chance of being a little ahead of the game. Tana Rabbanan. Zivchi Shalmei Tzibur. Okay, so now we know that we've got basically two different tenufas. Like we learned before, the Sholosh Mitzvahs, the Rabbi Shimon explained, the Sholosh Mitzvahs that have is Shlosha Karbonis, that we do these Shalosh Mitzvahs, the two mitzvahs out of the three that were Nogea Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, if you recall, was that they need Tnufa Chaim and Tnufa Achashrita. So those were their two mitzvahs. They did not need Smicha. So basically, we've discussed up until now, tonight, we discussed how to do the Tnufa Chaim. But how exactly do you do the Tnufa L'Achashrita? Do we do it as if they're regular Shlamim? Now, what do we do on the Tnufa of a regular Shlamim? We take the Emurim together with the Chazav Ashok. But, I mean, the Chazav Ashok really don't have any place in the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, because the Chazav Ashok was a specific Truma to Kayanim that was given from Kachim Kalim, from Shlamim of a Yachid. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the entire Karban, is eaten by Kayanim, so that, I mean, there's nothing specific about a Truma or Kayanim, about a Chazav Ashok. So do we do it the way we would do it on a regular Shlamim or not? It turns out that it's a machlokas. Tana Rabbanan. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, tu'unim tenufa la'achar shrita. They also require the same tenufa that a Shlamim needs. Standard Shlamim is la'achar shrita. And there, the tenufatan is kumocheim. We don't break it up to do a tenufa only with the Chazav Ashok. We take them as is, which is the entire korban. Divrei Rebbe. V'chachamim amrim, no, we do exactly the way we do it with a regular Shalmei Yochid. So what is this machlokas? Well, the simplest explanation of the machlokas, which I'm sure all of you immediately thought that must be the machlokas, is Omer Rav Chista or Rav Amnuna, or it might be Rav Amnuna or Rav Chista, same kind of dualism we see throughout the sugya over here, is that the machlokas is classic machlokas. Don mina umina, or don mina v'uki batra kamiflis. You remember those very beautiful words, don mina umina, versus don mina v'uki batra. So what's don mina umina means, wherever we have the basis of a limud, we utilize that limud as the entire content of the limud. Whereas don mina v'uki batra means we learn out the fundamental chiyuv from someplace, but then we flip that chiyuv to its contextual new location. So that would be the machlokas. Look, here's how we would learn it. If the rabbanan would hold don mina u'mina, okay, so then that means we learn out the ikar chiyuv from zivchei shalmei yochid. Zivchei shalmei yochid are tu'unim tenufa after shrita. Okay. That tells us Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requires Tenufa La'achar Shchita. But Don Mina U'mina. So that means we're going to have to use the actual Limud and say it's going to be the same when it comes to the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur as it is to the Zivchei Shalmei, Zivchei Yochid, right? The Shalmei Yochid. So what would that be? U'mina. So just like we do the regular Shlomim, What do we do? We do the Chaz of Ashok together with the Emurim. Here too, even though the Chaz of Ashok isn't miyuchad in terms of being the only part of the Kayanim, but nonetheless, that was the chelek that the Torah was miyachid to do tenufa with in Ashlamim, and therefore that's what we do tenufa with la'achar shechita in a shamit sibur as well. Whereas Rebbe holds, no, take it to the context in which you're learning it. You don't take something without taking into consideration that it has to make sense in its new context, do you? Therefore, Tanya's Rebbe, look, don't mean ah, but then, kuki batra, so learn it contextually. First, don mina. Okay. Zivche shabbat yochid nit nufa l'achar shechita. Av zivche shamit sibur nit nufa l'achar shechita. But now, move it to its new context, which is the case of the shamit sibur. So I understand that where you're talking about learning it from the shamit yochid, it only makes sense to do the chaz of ashok because that's the only part that actually is minyuchat to the kohanim. Avalacha, well, there's no meaning to the Chaz of Ashok, so why in the world would we do the Chaz of Ashok? Actually, Kamot Shehem, you take the whole animal as it is, meaning Kamot Shehem Chayim. How did you do the Tenufa when they were alive? Did you do the Chaz of Ashok? Of course not. No, you couldn't. It was all one animal. So if you did the Tenufa when it was alive, so you do it as a whole animal, so you do the Tenufa after Shechita with the whole animal. Where would you come up with the idea of a Chaz of Ashok having some particular meaning when it comes to the Zivche Shalmei Tzibur? Rav Popa says, I don't think that we need to make this a function of Domino Mina versus Domino Vuki Batra. I would suggest that everybody could hold Kuleyama Domino Umina. So why does Rebbe say, if that's the case, that we're not doing it umina, we're not doing it with the Chaz of Ashok, we're doing it with the animal Kamochehi, because the don mina is mina. What's the mina? Tell me. The mina by the Shalmei Yochid is what do we do the tenufa with? We do it with the emurim together with whatever goes to the kohen. So fine, that's exactly what we do here. Except that here, more goes to the kohen. So over there, what goes to the coin is only the Chaz of Ashok. And over here, what goes to the coin is the whole thing. But it's completely consistent. And therefore, ki hatam. Ma hatam davar shematana lekohen. Just like over there, whatever was meant to go to the coin is part of the tenufa. So tuacha davar matana lekohen. It happens to be the whole animal was given to the coin. But still, it's fully consistent, both with its new context and with its old context. Ravino and I'd say just the opposite. I'd say you could say that everybody holds Domina Vukibatra. So if that's the case, why in the world the Rabbanan, why would the Rabbanan say that in this case we waive the entire, we waive only the actual Chaz of Ashok, even though that's certainly not the Vukibatra, is it? I'll tell you why. It's because of a special pasuk. Because basically, where we talk about the din of the Chaz of Ashok, remember what the pasuk says: Ki et chazei hatnufa veshok hatruma lakachti mi'ei b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem. Now, what do you think mizivchei shalmehem means? Mizivchei shalmim. Means that even all their shlomim, the shlomim that they bring together as a carbon tzibur, where do they ever bring a shlomim together as a carbon tzibur? Only where it's nogeya, the zivche shalmei tzibur for atzeret. And the Torah is mentioning that over here to include this din of Chaz of Ashok, which you think has no application to the zivche shalmei tzibur. Nonetheless, it does have application. What is that? The application is chazei hatnufa. That's the point, that you do the same pieces for tenufa, even though they don't seem to make particular sense in this context. Rabosai, I would just like to point out to you the way that these things work, because it's really so beautiful. I know I've been having a hard time getting this across throughout Zvachim and throughout Menachas. But think about reading this pasuk. You get to this pasuk, right? And okay, you're holding in this pasuk before we even dream of something called Zivchei Shal Meitz Tzibur. Have you ever heard of such a thing? We're in the beginning of Vayikra, and we're learning about Shlomim. And in the context of Shlomim, we never dream of something called the Shnei Alechem, and this idea of requiring a special Shlomim that are Minat Tzibur. And yet we're reading this Pasuk, and we're saying, well, this Pasuk is coming to tell me all types of Shlomim, even including the Shlomim that are not part of our consciousness now. And this goes through all of the limudim that we've had. Think about how we bring these crazy rayas from some pasuk that if you wouldn't go through the entire Gemara to give you a havamina, maybe this would mean this. No, that's why the Torah said over there in like a totally different location with absolutely no bearing on this unless you're aware of the full picture and the implications. No, that's exactly why the Torah said that. Ah, come on, you got to be kidding. The Torah said that because Rav Papa had a shaila that maybe it would be this way and we need to... I mean, does that make sense? And that's the whole beauty of the chokhmah of kochim. That's why it's called chokhmas, the chokhmas of language. It's the whole interaction that the Torah has with our chokhmah. There's no piece of it that isn't exactly meant to interact with the way a completely aware human being who has all of these things in mind, he immediately is struck by the necessity for the balance of this nekuda here and that nekuda there. And that's why it's so important to go over again and again until it becomes second nature, so that when you see the pasuk, that's what it means to you. And it's, well, of course, that's what it would be coming to address. So not just arbitrary, oh, it says hamincha, you know, so hamincha includes minchas chayte. Ah, come on. Who would say, ah, come on? Somebody who doesn't have a picture of what the menachas are. So to him, I don't know, mincha, shmincha, whatever. But you're living the menachas and you're living the difference between the minchas and the dava and the whole idea of the mincha later on. And you see an extra word that talks about how mincha. And immediately, it's like, it's not to you, wow, what a strange thing. It's not strange. It's literally child's play. Of course, because we're talking about an entire picture that interacts with your mind, and that's how it's meant to be understood. It doesn't exist as a work, and then let's you look in the work like Shakespeare and try to figure out, so what would be that point, or what would be this point? That's not it at all. It's a work within your mind. You see, that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, the Adam Chochmasai Gedela Mimchem. What's his chokhmasa that he's kere shemais? This is our kriya shemais. This is Vayikra that we're about to start. So give it another try instead of getting depressed that you can't figure all of it. You can only figure all of it when you figure all of it. You can't figure all of it when you just figure it by little pieces. So then it doesn't mean anything. It just sounds like a bunch of, I don't know, completely disjointed kind of drushas. It's all one big, beautiful drusha. Anyway, I'm not going to give up. Rabbi Shimonheimer.
Rabbi, you have to hold cup.
Okay, so then we learned this beautiful klal of Rabbi Shimon. We've got three different types of karbonas, and we've got three mitzvahs that are circulating between these three karbonas. And each one of these three karbanas has two out of the three mitzvahs. None of them have more than two, and none of them have the same two. Beautiful. Nice, wonderful way to remember. So, shtayim b'kol echad v'shlishit eibam. What are the three karbanas? The three karbanas are zivchei shalmei yachid, zivchei shalmei tzibur, and the asham mitzera. Now, here are the differences between them. The Zivchei Shalmei Yochid, what are the three mitzvahs that are nogeya here? Smicha, tenufa while alive, and tenufa after shechita. Now, regular shlomi require smicha, but they don't require the tenufa while they're alive. They only require tenufa after shechita, which is what we've been talking about that we learn out from them. but ain't the Antonu Fachaim at all. Whereas Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, they require two of the mitzvahs. Which two? The Tenufa Chayim and the Tenufa Shchutim. But as we'll see, there's no smicha. Now, right now, we don't know why there's no smicha, but as I told you before, it turns out that it's halacha l'beishmi Sinai, where we do smicha b'tzibur. We only do smicha b'tzibur on Yom HaKippurim and on Parolam Dover Shal Tzibur. Asha Mitzayra also has two out of these three mitzvahs. It does require smicha, and it does require tenufa chai, together with the oil, but there's no din of tenufa b'shchita, after shchita. But why? I mean, when we have a situation like this, it automatically suggests to us, we do this every time we have a construct like Rebbe Shimon's. Wherever we end up with a particular body of knowledge that we got from Sukkim, we immediately analyze why we shouldn't make a Kal Vachomer to the third item, which appears in the others that do have the third item and that lack one of these items. So there's obviously, in each one of these cases, there's a Kal Vachomer to be made to the other case. So therefore, we're going to go through each one of them. So let's start with the Zivchei Shalmei Yochid. Why don't we make a Kal Vachomer that the Zivchei Shalmei Yochid should require Tenufa Chayim Mikal Vachomer? If Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which do not require smicha, they still require tenufa when they're alive, so the Zivchei Shalmei Yochid, which besides the smicha that they have after shchita, besides the tenufa which they have after shchita, also need smicha, and that smicha is done when it's alive, so shouldn't they require tenufa when it's alive? Ah, but you see, when the Torah discussed the dinim of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Mi'et Rachmana Gabe Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, when it told us over the dinim, Ve'niv HaKohenotam Halecha BaBikurim, why do you think it says Otam specifically? Ve'niv HaKohen, it should say. Ve'niv HaKohen Otam, and again, another example of someone whose mind is on fire, who immediately sees this. That, well, of course, I was always bothered by the fact that it's not a Kal Vachomer. That's exactly why it says Ve'niv HaKohen Otam, to tell me only the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur have this din of Ve'niv HaKohen Otam Alechem HaBikurim. But there's no such thing as being doing a Tenufa Chai of Zivchei Shalmei Yochid. And therefore, I mean, how could I think it? I mean, there's no other lechem that is brought as a shtei lechem, so what would I think? That's the point. You would think that it's a din in tenufa. Okay, so now let me put that back into my pipe and smoke it. So now I will actually create another Kal Vachomer. Why don't we say, v'yihyu zivchei shalmei tzibur te'unim smicha? We should say that, Dafka, why don't we do smicha? We should do smicha on our kivsei atzeret. Mikal v'chomer. If zivchei shalmei yochid, they don't have all this chomer of requiring tenufa when they're alive, but they do require smicha when they're alive. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that zivchei shalmei tzibur, which require tenufa when they're alive, kol shekein should require smicha? Ravina, you're right. Except that we have a halacha l'meshem Sinai that we were mekabel. Kibire, there are two and only two smichas that are done on a korban that is betzibur. One is the par helam davar shel tzibur, where Sanhedrin has to be samech et yadam, and the other one is where the kohen gadol does smicha on the sa'ir la'azazel. Okay, so now putting that back into my pipe. So now, let me tell you that there ought to be another Kal Vachomer. An Asha Metzera should require Tenufa after Shchita, because, man, what a Kal Vachomer it is. If Zivchei Shalmei Yochid, they don't have Tenufa Mechayim, still require Tenufa Shchutim, Asha Metzera, which does have a Chiv of Tenufa when it's alive, Kol Shekein should require Tenufa Shachut. That's why it says, Mi'et Rachmana Gabe Zivchei Shalmei Yochid, That's why it says, "Bedavka et hachazeh lahanif oto." Now, come on. Who in their right mind is going to connect the word et hachazeh lahanif oto in the dinim of Mamish? It's talking over there about the chazeh v'shok v'shlomim, and they're going to think, well, you know, what is that for? It's obviously going to tell me that an Asham Mitzera does Asham Mitzera. We're talking about Shalomim. What are we talking about an Asham Mitzera? Who's going to think this? You will think this. It's going to be the first thing that will cross your mind, because the thing that is active in your mind is exactly this mimer of Rabbi Shimon. Where did he get it from? That we should take it for granted that we have this tremendous chiddush of needing to wave the Asham Mitzera together with the Lukshemen. That's like so weird, and it shouldn't require a actual din of Tenufa Shachud, like is the standard by Shlomim. That's why by Shlomim it stresses Oto, and that's the only thing it could possibly be referring to. Absolutely amazing. Do I get any amazement? No. Do I get a smile? No. And I mean, like, this is a very unrewarding job, I must tell you. So, the Oto comes to be Mamayat. Now, if I had Suri at least, then I would get a smile. So that brings us to understanding the three Mi'utim that are necessary. I should really say two plus one Halacha L'Meishis Sinai. That makes the din of Rabbi Shimon clear. Tana Rabbana, if five people all are participants in bringing one korban, the Bialim do not all have to participate in the Tufa. Because remember, as we learned before, you can have someone do that Tufa for you. And therefore, one of them would do the Tufa for the other. Because what are you supposed to do? You can't all put your hands on it, because then the other one's hands are going to be a chatzitza. And you can't do one after the other, because the Torah only said, like we were with the Dayak before, tenufa achat, the lo shtei tenufot, but the case of the Kohen and the Bialim. So you choose somebody who's going to be the shliach for everyone else. Now, binogea, a woman who brings a korban, remember we learned before, b'nei Yisrael, and not even the korban of a Bas Yisrael certainly requires tenufa, but the woman herself doesn't do the tenufa. So the kohen is benif al yada. And suppose somebody sends a korban from Medinas Hayam, who is supposed to do the tenufa if he's not around to do the tenufa for you? So that would be the kohen, would be menif al yada. Beautiful. Okay, Rabosai. A lovely Mitzvah Shabbos, Hinei El Yeshua Si, Eftach V'lo Yevchod, and we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow morning.